You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
May mga mag-asawa, pagka bagong kasal, ang tawagan nila, mga honey, no? Sweetheart, di ba? After ilang years, ang tawag, di ba, mga bagong asawa, magpapaluto ng breakfast. Sweetheart, breakfast naman, di ba? Ganun, di ba? Very sweet, no? After several years. Sweet, almusal nga, oh. Nag-iiba na, no? Nawala na yung heart, na sweet na lang, ano? Pagtagal, shh! Kape naman, oh! Wala na yung sweet, no? Sweet na lang. You know, it's very important for us to understand that love is a very important component of marriage. But it is not all sweetness and love. It's not all romance. In fact, we are talking about marriage today in the past week because we believe that marriages dictate the atmosphere in the homes. We all come from a home of some sort. Whether we've had parents, faithful fathers or unfaithful fathers, whether we've had good mothers or not, we all come from a home. And a home, ang tahanan po, nagsisimula sa mag-asawa or sino man yung guardian. Or if you grew up without parents, there is a guardian there. So they stand as the head or the leaders of the home. Doon po nagsisimula. Kaya po natin pinag-uusapan. Now, the verse that we read talks about husband being compared to Christ. Nalala niyo yun? Kanina binasa natin, Ephesians 5. And then also wives being compared to the church. Okay, just take note of that. It says in verse 23, husbands, okay, is the head of the wife, is called the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church. Ano ba yung ibig sabihin ito? Let me lay down first some foundations for us before we talk about wives submitting to their husbands. Most foundational, this is a quote from John Piper in the book, This Momentary Marriage. I want to encourage you to read this book and really just think about what the scripture is. It's a very good exposition book. And he says, most foundationally, marriage is the doing of God. Maglimo na tayo ng pundasyon. Marriage is the work of God. It's not just a choice between husband and wife. It is a miracle in itself. This is a doing of a supernatural God. And ultimately, marriage is the display of God. Dun sa binasa natin scripture, inihalin tulad ang husband kay Christ, ang wife sa church. Ano bang ibig sabihin nito? Now, let me give another, you know, thought. Marriage is not mainly about staying in love. Okay? But it is a big part. You know, being in love is a big part. But it is rather mainly staying in covenant. Okay, ibig sabihin, being faithful to the promises that you made. Remember the vows? Till death do us part. Di ba? Yung for better, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. Okay? Uunahin mo yung covenant natin. But it is more than that. In fact, when we were, those of you who were married, and for those of you single, you're about, when you're going to make your vows, the primary actor or the primary person in the marriage covenant, it's not the husband, it's not the wife, it is God. Because marriage, again, laying down foundation, is God's plan. Marriage was designed by God. We don't have the time to go to Genesis chapter 2. Kung gusto yung basahin yung original, okay, Genesis chapter 2 po. Nilikha ng Panginoon yung lalaki, tapos sabi ni God, man, di ba? Tapos nilikahan ng Lord yung babae, tapos sabi ng lalaki, when God was the one who gave away the first bride, okay? Binigay niya yung babae dun sa lalaki, yung sabi ng lalaki, anong sinabi ng lalaki? Yung mga present last week. Whoa! Man! Talaga natuwa siya, no? Nabilib siya. Because God shifted from creation to refining. Kasi galing yung babae sa isang nilikhang tao. Okay, so it was God's plan. God is the one who works the miracle of union. In fact, if you're in courtship or if you're engaged, there is a miracle that happens in the covenant, in the marriage covenant. Pansin mo, parang yung rate ng away nyo mataas before the marriage. Pagkatapos nun, parang ang bilis nyo mag-grow, mag-mature because there is a miracle, there is the power of God that really happens when there is a marriage covenant. Now, the ultimate purpose of marriage, the highest meaning of marriage is seen in this scripture passage in Ephesians chapter 5. It is, you know, to put the covenant of Christ into display. God decided that His covenant with His church will be displayed through the marriage. You see, Christ will never leave His wife. Amen po ba? And sadly, you know, we have a lot of broken marriages today. And it is alarming because many people do not have these foundations that you are now hearing. But Christ's faithfulness, okay, is incomparable. And Christ will never leave His wife. And that is the picture. In fact, when Christ used the husband and wife as a picture, He was in effect saying, this is how my glory should look like on the earth today. You know, we don't see often angels and the lightning of God, you know, come down. We don't always have visions and dreams. But God had intended that the marriage, the relationship between the husband and the wife become the highest human covenant because He chose it to reflect His glory. Yung luwalhati po ng Panginoon ay dinisenyo niya para i-display dun sa yung dalawang mag-asawa. Now, the thing is, Christ is perfect, the church is not. And husbands and wives are in the church. Or maybe some of them are not yet. In fact, even if they are not yet, these things that we're going to talk about will still apply to them. Now, if marriage is to reflect His divine glory, let us ask ourselves this. If marriage is to reflect the divine glory of God in the earthly relationship, do we recognize the glory of God in the marriages that we have? Are you praying for the glory of God to be seen? If you're single, are you praying for the glory of God to be seen in the marriage of your parents? Are you praying to have, you know, a marriage covenant like that, towards that, glorious and pure? Not perfect, but being perfected. If you are married or you've been married really long, are you still working, striving towards seeking the grace of God to see the image of Christ, the faithfulness of Christ, the loving husband and a submissive wife? Are you praying towards that? Do you see, okay, for the wives, do you see your husbands clothed in the dignity of having the role to be the head of that relationship? There's a dignity given to husbands. Husbands, lift up your hands. Are you in the house?
Yes.
Are you in the house? I want for you to know that God has bestowed upon you the honor and the dignity to be the head of this home, of this family. You are the head of the wife. And whether you have a good job, whether you don't have a good job, whether you have a job or not, whether you are faithful or not, I want for you to know that the basis of this dignity is because God has chosen you to be the husband. Not because of what you do or what you cannot do. Not because of your ability or your character. Not because of your personality. You have to hear this, husbands. You have been chosen by God. Whether you believe it or not, you are the head of the wife. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Now, to the wives, okay, do we ascribe this dignity to them? Husbands, do you recognize your responsibility? Wives, do you respect the role that God has given to them? If marriage is a reflection of God's glory, how should we read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 to 33? How should wives submit? May mga wives na on the parang may, kung may spectrum, may mga wives na nagsasubmit in different extremes. On one extreme, you have wives na sunod na lang sunod. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Let's do it, sir. Ano bang order niyo, sir? Coffee with egg. Bacon na lang, dear. Okay? May mga wives na nagsasubmit, whether it is okay, yung opposite extreme, reckless submission, mindless submission, or sometimes submission with great pain. Hindi na lang nagsasabi, hirap na ako, pero nagsasubmit pa rin. Now, there on the other extreme, on the other hand, there are those wives naman who are unsubmissive. Talagang nire-reject palagi. Mahal, pwedeng paluto naman. No! Mahal pala ba naman? No! Mahal pa kaya ayos naman? Ayaw! Okay, mabilis sumagot? Yoko! Magluto ka mag-isa mo. Mga ganun, ano? Tawa kayo ng tawa. This is true. Okay, reject na lang ng reject. Minsan, nagnanag. Okay, yung word na nag. You know, have you ever seen people nag? Palagi na lang inaano yung husband, you know, nagging. Meron palang profound phrase na to describe nagging. It's called excessive exhortation. Ha? Okay, ine-exhort. Gawin mo kasi to. Ikaw kasi. Sinisisi, no? Now, excessive exhortation, no? May isang hari, no? Sa isang royal family, isang hari, pangalan niya si Haring Nanding, mahilig magpusoy dos. Sabi ng mga constituent niya, Haring Nanding, gabi na po, hindi po ba kayo hahanapin ng mahal na reyna, kakapusoy dos? Sabi ni Haring Nanding, ako ang hari, ako ang masusunod. Maglalaro ako kung hanggang kailan ko gusto. Amiya, tumawag na yung reyna. Nanding, umuwi ka na! Nahanap ka ng mga anak mo! Sabing ganun. Sabi nung Haring Nanding, mga kaibigan, tuloy na lang natin ito bukas, ha? Kasi ako hari, pero ito na yung alas. Okay? So, kailangan lang natin isipin na, you know, we need to understand what does it mean to submit. Kasi minsan na poor pervert. Now, listen to this, brothers and sisters. Historically, we were raised up with submissive wives in the home. When there was women empowerment and there were different roles already and there were also absentee husbands and fathers, women took on different roles. They took on the role of provision, took on different jobs, did certain things. Yung pagpapangaral, napunta na rin sa kanila. Listen to this. We are now in a culture that is very globalized. And we need to understand that this is a word that we need to take home. Do we really understand submission? Why do we submit? And how do we submit? Is submission only for the wives? Pag-usapan natin. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 talks about submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. This comes from passages before talking about being filled by the Holy Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sinasabi, habang pinupuno ka ng banal na espiritu, habang umaapaw yung kabutihan, yung pagmamahal ng Panginoon sa puso mo, it says, submit to one another. Okay? Talking about specific instructions on how we ought to conduct our lives. It says, submission out of reverence for Christ. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you today that the reverence for Christ, the awe, the holy awe that is due Christ is a very rare commodity nowadays. People just sing songs in worship and not behold the presence of God. People just throw the word of God, you know, doing Bible shotgun. Oh, sabi ng, you hear these people in the home, magko-coach yung mag-asawa. Sabi ng Bible, submit. Sabi rin ng Bible, love your wife. But you're not loving me. How will I submit? And the tension goes on. The war does not end. Let me tell you this. Is there reverence for Christ in our lives? Let me give some quick observation. It says in verse 22, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. It says to your own husbands, not to the other husbands. Kailangan malino tayo doon, ha? To your own husband. You have one husband in the Lord. And there are many other men probably in your life, your father, your uncle, your brothers, and his brothers. Let me tell you, submit to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. What does it mean to submit? To submit generally means to submit is to accept authority or to yield to the will of another. Okay, yan yung pinaka-basic lang na definition ng submit. But we're gonna define that some more in this context. Now, verse 23, it says, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. Submission, therefore, roots from understanding that Christ is the head of the church. If a person does not recognize the headship of Christ in the church, let us not talk about submission in earthly relationships, because it is pointless. Do you understand? Now, it says, for Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Verse 24. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. And then it goes on to say, husbands, love your wives. Ito yung role naman natin. Ito yung part ng submission natin. Now let me give some quick observations. First of all, the husband is not Christ. It is being parallel to, but your husband and your would-be husband, single ladies, is not Jesus Christ. That means he is not perfect. That means he is still a work in progress. That means he will make decisions that will fail. Then why is it, Pastor, na ginawa pa siyang head kung mag-fail siya? Listen to this. When you submit to your husband and he makes a wrong decision, does it make God unable to provide for the mistakes of your husband? Do you see that God is able to provide for all our limitedness, for all our weaknesses? Whether you are a husband and a wife or a wife, he is able to make provisions. Naintindihan niyo yun? So the question is whether or not you're going to prosper in life or not because of the decision of your husband. The question is, do you recognize that your husband is not Christ? He is not. Because there are also wives who make an idol of their husband. Okay? Na parang perfect yan. Lahat ng sasabihin niya, yun na yun. Kailangan ko lang mag-submit. On the other hand, there are wives that we need to understand that the imperfection of our husband is something that we need to accept. And I'm going to balance that later. We first start with acceptance. Because if you cannot accept your spouse, if you cannot accept your husband, let me tell you, it's going to be hard to move on. You will be wounding one another over and over again. Husbands, you are not perfect because you are not Christ. Therefore, be secure in who you are. Be secure in what you can do and in what you cannot do. God has created you. Be secure in the role that you have. You are the best person to love your wife. No other person can do that. Let me tell you, you have the power and the authority. He will give you the wisdom. If you're saying, pero pastor, ito lang yung kaya kong gawin, ito yung kailangan ng pamilya ko. You ask the Lord who put you in that place. Where is the faith? This is where the power of a praying husband will come from. Where every time I see the men in the, you know, Thursday, sino sa'yo nag-a-attend ng Thursday prayer meeting? You know, I am encouraged when the men of God stand in the front praying and leading, you know. When the men of God stand and pray, let me tell you, there's blessing. There's order. There is peace. There is wisdom. I want to encourage you, be secure in that role. Another observation, Christ-likeness is the goal. Okay, if you read down to verse 26 to 27, talking about, you know, Christ making her holy, talking about Christ making the church holy, cleansing her by the washing through the word, talking about sanctification. The goal of the marriage relationship is Christ-likeness. Husbands loving their wives and wives submitting to their husbands is not about niceness. It's not about just being nice to one another. Nice is good. But we are called to be Christ-like. Are you with me? We are called first and foremost to please God, then please our spouse. We're going to get to that some more later. Another observation, okay, is the sacrifice involved. The husband is to sacrifice for the wife. Husbands, are you feeling the dying? Are you dying? Sa military, sa training, okay, sa military training, tinatanong, kapag hindi ka pa dying, okay ka pa. Are you dying? Hindi pa. Yung mga nagpe-faint, okay lang yan, hindi pa dying. Yung mga dumudugo yung knuckles sa push-up, okay lang yan, hindi pa yan dying. But let me tell you, have you suffered so much as to bleed from death for your wife? If you're not dying, let me tell you, Christ died for the church to pay for our sins once for all. And though you are not Christ and you are not the savior of your wife, there is still a sacrifice in the marriage covenant. Are you with me? Sabi nung isang husband, swerte ako sa wife ko. Kasi minsan hindi siya nang hingi sa akin ng pera. Ha? Sabi nung pare, parang nangyari yun. Galing naman. Sabi nung husband, hindi siya nang hingi. Kulang siya nang kuha ng pera. Walang paalam, okay? Okay, sabi nga nila, there are couples who are signs and wonders. Yung wife, taga-sign. Yung husband, saan yung pera? Okay, nagwa-wonder na lang, ano? Sabi nung husband na isa, kailangan talagang kumayod. Kailangan kumayod ng matindi kasi parang habang tumatanda mga misis natin, lalong nagiging payos. Oh? Di ba mabuti yung payos? Nagiging spiritual? Sabi nung isang pare, ha? Huh? Ano ibig sabihin nun? Sabi nung husband, payos ng kilay, payos ng ilong, payos ng eyelash. Puro payos eh, no? The sacrifice. Husbands, can I hear an amen? Umi-amen ba kayo? Okay. there's a sacrifice involved. Okay, now, ito yung promise ko last week. We want to talk about headship and submission. Very quickly. Headship and submission is both a divine call. Single ladies, listen carefully. Single men, okay? This is a divine call given by God. It is a unique role. The husband has headship. The wife has the submission role. Headship is not the right to abuse or to neglect. Husbands, if there is any reverence for Christ, you know that there is a punishment due us for the responsibility and the role that has been given us. Tayo lang yun. Tayo lang yung may ganung responsibility. Tayo yung sasagot sa Panginoon. Tayo yung haharap. Tayo yung mananagot sa kataas-taasang hukuman. Headship, rather, is the responsibility of leading, protecting, and preserving. Husbands, ladies and gentlemen, let us remember that the husband's role of headship and leadership, protecting and providing, is number one. Primary. It is not easy. It is not a very easy role. I am a husband myself. I have a family. I have one child. And I feel the pressure. I have to wake up every day and get to work, whether I feel like it or not. And husbands know this. There are things that you want to do for yourself, but you just have to keep at it. You wake up with the thought, I am called by God to provide. When I am sick, I am so bold to ask, Lord, you called me to lead and provide. My sickness is stopping me. Heal me today. Not tomorrow, not heal me now. Yung faith lang natin, if we know our roles, ang kapal lang faith natin, humiling sa Panginoon to fulfill our God-given role. When we do not know what to decide, we ask the Lord, Lord, give me the wisdom so that I will not make a foolish decision. We seek the wisdom of God. God has entrusted the responsibility. Biblical submission reflects out of the headship of the man in the family, and it is out of reverence for Christ. I want for you to take this home. Biblical submission is out of reverence for Christ. That is for the men, and that is also for the women, because there is mutuality in submission. Huh? Nagsasubmit yung husband kay Lord, nagsasubmit yung wife sa husband. There is a mutual submission. It has a different role. It does not cancel leadership or headship. Brothers and sisters, when we talk about submission in the context of the Word of God, it does not cancel or nullify headship or leadership. Hindi po kinakansela. Now, for the women, submission means honoring and affirming the role of the husband. Affirming, helping him carry the burden by the grace of God. Let me give another thought. Submission is for all Christians. Pansinin nyo, medyo tumatalon ako from husband and wife to the individual believer. Submission is for all Christians. If Christ is the head, there is a measure of submission that we all ought to live out. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13 to 17 talks about submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority, talking about our president. Do we still honor and pray for our president? Next slide. Or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. Listen to this. The role of our civil authority is to punish those who do wrong and commend those who do right. That is their primary responsibility. If they cannot do that, they have an accountability not to us but to God. Do you understand? A strong believer, a mature believer, recognizes that God is the one who sets up kings and deposes them. Our role is to submit to their authority. Verse 15, it says, for it is God's will that by doing good, we should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Why is the witness of the church in the Philippines, if we are a strongly Christian nation, why is our witness not very strong? Are we submitting to the authority? Next verse. Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. Verse 17, show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Listen to this. Submission is something that we decide by our own free will. And we need to understand it reflects the character that Christ wants us. Are you following speed limits? Or pag wala namang police, let's go. Okay? Are you following traffic signals, very basic. Are you throwing your trash in their proper places? Okay, meron akong kanina nakita dito sa city na to, bawal na yung plastic, pati yung straw. Talagang, believe talaga ako, may pag-asa ang Pilipinas. Amen po ba? We can do this. We just need to be faithful and submit to the authority. Are you respecting government officials? Whether they're being put to trial or not, listen to this. Let us be watchful of our hearts and our lips. For every curse that we say, we will be accountable before the Lord for every word. Now let's go to the context of the wife. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. It says, wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, this is for those also for those who are not believing, whether they are Christian or not, but if they don't believe the word, this is for you. They may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives. Women, you have an influence over men. It is by your life. It is an influence that comes out of your life. You are wives, you can win your husbands towards the word of God. When they see the purity and reverence of your lives, they will be won to the Lord. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment. Okay, hindi kailangan puro payos, ano? Payos ganito, payos. Hindi po kailangan palaging galing doon. But your beauty should not come from such as braided hair, wearing gold jewelry, or fine clothes. Next slide. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty. Wow! Of a gentle and quiet spirit. Hindi ibig sabihin nun, hindi kayo nagsasalita. We're gonna get to that. Which is of great worth in God's sight. Naniniwala ba kayo dito? Okay. Verse 5 and 6. For this is the way the holy women of the past put their hope in God, who used to make themselves beautiful. They were submissive to their own husbands. Katulad ni Sarah, nung inobey niya si Abraham. Sabi ni Sarah, tanda ko na to, magkakaanak pa ako. Tumawa pa siya, narinig siya nung angel. Kaya, si Abraham naniwala dun sa promise. Si Sarah, okay, nag-obey siya, nag-submit siya. You are her daughters if you do what is right. And do not give way to fear. Let me just give you some application. Submission of the husbands, of the wife, sorry, does not mean agreeing about everything your husband says or thinks. Okay, hindi naman, kasi nga, hindi perfect yung husband. Amen po ba? Okay, you may not agree about everything, but after the fire, okay, mag-exchange kayo ng ideas. Have an animated discussion. Okay, animated, you know, talagang, pero pagkatapos ng usapang mag-asawa, eto na, magde-decide na kayo kung ano yung napag-desisyonan. Yun na yun. Okay, together, till death do us part, walang iwanan, for richer per poorer, okay? Wives submitting to their husbands does not mean agreeing about everything because Christ will be first place before their husbands. If the husband is leading the wife to sin, how should you approach your husband? You just need to tell your husband, I really love you, but I cannot, you know, it breaks my heart every time you want us to do this or you want us to go this way. It breaks my heart. Those of you in courtship, you have to explain it like that. Listen to this. This is how we win. We need to tell the man that this breaks the heart of God because sin is not pleasing to Christ. Submission, wives submitting to their husbands also means not thinking, does not mean not thinking or not making decisions. Ito na. Kasi may mga wives, alam mo, every woman is brilliant. I want to tell you this. Every woman has great intelligence and great beauty and dignity. Amen ba, mga women? Parang wala mo na masyadong ano. I agree. Thank you, Lord. But when it does not mean that the wife is not anymore going to think or not going to anymore to make decisions. Hindi palang yung may mga husband nagsasabi, I always get sound advice from my wife. Okay? Sound advice daw palagi yung sa wife niya. 99% sound and 1% advice. Okay? Sabi ko, that's not very encouraging. Okay? Because, let me tell you, men, when the women are speaking their mind, that is also the wisdom of God for you. When the women, you know, they can hear God as much as you can hear God. But if you do not solicit it, then there you are missing out on the wisdom and the plan of God. Because you were called together. Everybody say together. So when the woman is saying things and is more brilliant in you in some areas, be of good cheer, be secure. Hindi niya inire-replace yung role mo. Sinasabi niya lang yung nakikita niya. Naintindihan niyo po yun? And I hope that we need to recognize that more and more and practice that. Wives submitting does not also mean being passive or avoiding every effort to be an instrument for the husband to change. Now, because the husband needs to change, we need to recognize this. Hindi tayo pwede maging passive. We should do this without nagging. We should do this without manipulation. You know, the husbands need to change. But women can also manipulate the husband. They can deny them, okay, our ears for the children. Okay, they can deny them certain privileges of marriage, like sex. They can deny them certain things to manipulate towards their own intention. Are you with me? Women, use your influence in the fear of the Lord, out of reverence for God. You can deny them their breakfast, their laundry, or certain benefits that they enjoy. There is power in you. So let God be the one to change them. The role of the women is really to pray hard that God would speak to the husband. Also, wife submitting does not mean getting personal spiritual strength. This is also for the singles. Listen to this. The man is not Christ. The man is not Savior. The man is not God. If you are a wife and you get your personal spiritual strength from your husband, what if the husband fails in strength? What if the husband falls morally? Then you have no more strength. The truth of the matter is, your strength comes from the Lord. Your Savior is Christ. Your grace to perform your duties comes from the Lord. Single women, do not put your hope in your would-be husbands. Do not put your dreams in your would-be husbands. You live your single life. Your hope and your faith is rooted in Christ. All of you women, you have a calling from the Lord. You have a divine calling. There is dignity in you. You have such beauty and creativity and personality within you, but that is not the basis of your confidence. The basis of the woman's confidence is that she has a God, that she has a powerful and loving Savior who can complete her whether or not her husband loves her. Are you with me? And we need to be set free from this. To put something in the place of Christ is idolatry. It is the opposite of reverence. That is why I need to say it again. Biblical submission is out of reverence for Christ. It is first us to the Lord, an allegiance to Christ. Wives submitting means being predisposed to follow the husband's authority, a tendency to yield to the husband's leadership. Why do we submit out of reverence for Christ? Because we know in verse 25 that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. God, in his sovereignty, sent his son to die for imperfect, immoral, rebellious, dirty people like you and me. Before Christ, we are nothing. We were enemies of Christ because of our sins. And maybe there's still that sinful nature in you because you have not really surrendered your life to Christ. Let me tell you, Christ loves you. He is not here to condemn you. He is here to bring you back. In fact, he continues to say that he is cleansing us, working in our lives that we might be holy and blameless. In verse 29, Ephesians chapter 5, he takes care of us. He feeds us and cares for us even if we do not deserve it. How do we know this? Because there was a man perfect in all virtue indeed from the first day until the last. His name is Jesus Christ. And while he was on the earth, in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7, it says, during the days of Jesus' life, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. This was God. This was God made man. This was an obedient son. And in his humanity, he humbled himself and talked to his father and said, save me, but not my will, but your will. He was hurt because of his reverent submission. This is Jesus himself, and he is our model for submitting. Are you submitting in your life to the Lord? Are you submitting your marriage relationships? Are you submitted to the authorities in your life? Let us not forget that Jesus himself displayed reverent submission. Biblical submission is out of reverence for Christ. Lord, thank you, God, for this time together. Thank you, God, because you are filling us with your word. I'd like the music team to come up. I want us to respond to this word in worship, in just declaring that you are a great God. Let us bask in the word that says Christ loved the church. That his love is strong. That his love is good for us. And let his spirit talk to us in very specific and real ways so that when we come out of this place, Panginoon, baguhin mo kami. Lord, may we not be the same person. Lord, may we take this home, a reverence for you.